On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
And a very happy May the 4th to you, Fabian Fanboy.
Thanks, dude. It's only the 3rd here, but I appreciate it.
Celebrate it with us, though, friend, won't you, friend?
I think I may have switched over to this time zone, finally. It took me a few years. I was living on New Zealand time for a lot, but I think I got to, you know, put my eggs in this basket eventually. So, but no, happy New Zealand May the 4th.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you, friend?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What's the hot oil? What's the hot goss and the good oil and the tip-top number one chitter-chatter and the hot goss on the wonderful world of films and television?
Well, the big film story this week in New Zealand, of course, and soon to be the world, is the opening of The Breaker Uppers.
Yeah.
Which I'm gnawing at the bit to see, chomping at the bit.
Look, I'll tell you, somebody who's already chomped at that bit is Joe Guy. Joe Guy, go ahead, please.
I went to the premiere, and it is legitimately one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And now I have a strong desire to watch Super City all over again. Madeline Sami is the one. That is my review.
Yeah, she's freaking awesome, and she's kind of been... She hasn't exactly been lacking for success, but she's kind of been waiting for that project to really sort of just show the world how good she is, and this seems like it. And although it's only opening in New Zealand this week, it obviously got a really positive reception at South by Southwest.
Yeah, it had like queues out the door, didn't it?
Yeah, sure, let's say that.
I'm pretty sure I remember seeing a tweet that she sent with some photo of there being queues out the door.
It feels like a quantifier from a bygone era, but doesn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, true, true.
E.T. was a hit because there were queues down Queen Street.
Yeah.
now we all buy our tickets online and nothing means anything. But yeah, no, it did get well received there. And although it is kind of the obvious take on the film, it shows that the American media do see this as coming in the wake of the passive comedy revolution that the likes of the Concords and Taika Waititi have brought about, have made universal what we thought was very unique to the New Zealand sensibility, entering with our apologies and being awkward and quiet. As Neil Finn recently said, just standing there and saying nothing as a New Zealander is now a thing in America. Like, oh, classic Kiwi. Just not doing anything right over there. Oh, so deadpan. But I love the fact that The Breaker Upper is kind of, obviously it's its own thing, but it taps into this very tangible comedy identity that we have. And like, New Zealand cinema has just been really scrambling for an identity. Say, we've made a lot of great films, but Australian cinema has an identity. New Zealand really struggled to have one. And now it does.
How about that?
Very identifiable, and it's a comedic one, and who would have thought?
It's great. And it's great news.
It's just very exciting, and this film is like, it may seem like a crude analogy, but I sort of see it in the way like the Judd Apatow universe of films kind of have a similar tone, but a bunch of friends who all kind of show up in each other's stuff. You're starting to see that kind of vibe in New Zealand comedy, and it's hugely inspiring and encouraging, and I just really want to see the movie now. So I can't wait to see it with an American audience, because, as I think I mentioned, seeing Thor Ragnarok with an American audience was a very strange experience. They loved the most New Zealand-y parts of that film the most.
That's so cool. And I remember you saying that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lesson in how we are kind of, in a lot of ways, an inward-looking country, but what's funny about us isn't that weird to other people. It's quite a universal emotion. We just kind of put it on our sleeve a bit.
And so
I'm talking a lot about a film I haven't seen yet, but I'm very, very excited to see it.
How did you enjoy your Tribeca Film Festival? That's the last time we spoke to you.
Oh, that was great. I spoke to you, it was Thursday morning when I spoke to you last, and that evening at the Tribe, because I told you about how my friend Phil's movie, Fire in Cardboard City,
This is what I was going to bring up. This is why I wanted to bring it up.
It had been well received at the festival, praised by Whoopi Goldberg, who curated the section it was playing. And then that evening at the awards, it won a special jury mention, which sounds kind of incidental, but it's quite a big deal, and it was the only other short film mentioned at all, apart from the one that won Best Short Film. So, Best Animated Short, and it was amazing. And so, congratulations to Phil Bruff for Fire in Cardboard City, doing so well. It was an amazing night. Bobby D was there.
Who's Bobby D?
It's what friends of Robert De Niro call him.
Oh, my God, really?
So I consider myself... Well, he started the Tribeca film.
Of course he did, yeah. I thought he was just old and crotchety and now. No disrespect.
He's slightly in his doddering phase, but I went to a screening of the first episode of this documentary series about New York Times in the era of Trump. It's called The Fourth Estate. It's this big, like, four times 90 minutes, and it's all about how the... A Journal of Record struggled to comprehend the craziness that was happening. And Bobby D, he introduced it, and I was sitting right down the front, and he was right in front of me. He was about a meter or two away.
Woo!
And he unleashed on Trump something chronic, and it was really good to see. But public speaking is not Robert De Niro's forte, and he had these prepared statements, and it was a blistering attack, but he was sort of stumbling over his words and stuff like that.
People wouldn't have cared. It was Bob De Niro.
For all his power, he's not a master of ceremonies, that guy. But it was still very exciting. Just quickly, a couple of other films coming out in the New Zealand cinemas this week I should address.
Yeah.
One's called Isle of Dogs.
Yep, the new Wes Anderson movie.
Yep, which looks amazing, haven't seen, but I love that there's a pun joke in the title of the movie, because if you say it fast, it sounds like you're saying, I love dogs.
Sure.
Also out is a film called Truth or Dare, which is a wannabe first in a number of franchise movie horror kind of thing, where they've kind of tried to take that old game, Truth or Dare, and make it into, like, a horror thing, which is not a bad idea in principle, but, oh, boy, this film is a bit of a mess. I like films like Final Destination, where there's a macabre sense of death and horrible things happening to people, and I was kind of looking for a bit of that in this movie. Not forthcoming.
Okay.
Not a great film, but... Horror has a low threshold for entertainment, so even if I'd just heard the review I just gave, I think I probably would have still gone and seen it.
Right, I understand, sure.
But it's something fun about seeing horror movies on the big screen, and bit of a stinker, that one. But who's going to be bothered with that when The Breaker Opera is opening in theatres, and everyone's going to be going to see that, no doubt.
Awesome. All right. Fabian, thank you so much. Lovely to talk to you. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Los Angeles town. And we'll speak to you again this time next week.
Cheers, Mike. Have a good one.
Same to you, brother. Bye-bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You can just feel the...